Did you experience damage to your home or business from Hurricane Irma? Don't wait. The deadline to file an insurance claim is September 10, 2020. Call the pros at East Coast Public Adjusters, 855-GET-ECPA. That's 855-GET-ECPA.
Lakers last night. Well, guess what? We got back in the win column. Okay? Didn't take long. We had a rough weekend in basketball. But I told you last night to take the Nuggets plus 6.5. And the Nuggets didn't need the 6.5 because they kicked the Lakers' ass. I know the Lakers stormed back and made it interesting, but then the Nuggets hit the big shots. Jamal Murray said, F you, I'm ending this. And he did. 114 to 106 to make a 2-1 series. So obviously we got the win last night, plus 6.5. I did like the over. I did not go with it, but I talked a little bit about it last night. I probably should have gone with it because they've hit the over in – I believe it's two out of the three games so far in this series. Yes, that's exactly it. Two out of the three games, they've hit the over. So we'll see. Right now, the over again, it was 214 last night. It's 215 right now. Lakers are favored by 6. Anyway, let me give you my picks for tonight. Celtics are favored by 3. The over and under is 210.5. You know where I'm going here. I'm going with the dog. I'm riding the dogs here. Why do you think I have a winning record? Because Vegas has given too many points. Constantly. Miami, Milwaukee, Denver in the last series, Boston Celtics, when they weren't favored, I was winning with them. It's happened in the last couple of months, whether it's been regular season or now in the playoffs, I've been taking advantage and taking the dog. And won a lot already. And I'm going to do that again tonight. I'm going to take the Heat plus 3. I'm not touching the over and under. Because this is also a game that could get down and dirty defensively. And I could see a game where both teams shoot crappy. I really can see that. So I'm afraid of the 210.5. Of course they can go over. And if it's a bad shooting night, they can go under. I don't have a lot of conviction on it. I had more conviction on the over last night, actually, than tonight messing around with it. But I love the Heat plus 3. I think the Heat are going to play their asses off tonight. I really do. I think Eric Spoelstra did a nice job over the last couple of days of hammering through what they need to do. And those guys respond to him. So I'm going to go Miami plus 3 tonight, okay? We are now back up to double digits at 35-25-1 against the spread, and we intend on winning tonight. And just in case you don't listen tomorrow, I'm going Denver plus 6. I can already tell you that. I mean, why would I give the points? You understand Denver has stayed within the points 2 out of 3 games also. Okay, I told you they've hit the over 2 out of 3 games. Denver has stayed in that number 2 out of 3 times. They've only lost to the number 1 time. And that was the first game that they got blown out. Last two games, AD had to win it at the end with that shot by 2. And they easily won with the points. And now last night, they easily won with the points because they won the damn game. So there you go. So right now I'm going to take Miami plus 3 tonight, Denver plus 6 tomorrow night. But we'll do this again tomorrow just in case there are any changes or anything that goes on with the line. We'll start doing all of that.